What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you watching on Bamuser, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who is joining us today on Wednesday because RBN is taking the next 2 days off so that we all have a nice, relaxing four-day weekend, which we all really desperately need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing I'd like to talk about is Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau. And this comes to us from Global Research, a very sane and very factual blog to yes. which we link frequently. And the title of this article is Trudeau Ready for a Middle East War? Now, it goes on to talk about that for the Saudis, the ultimate target is Shiite Iran and its significant influence in the Middle East and presence directly or indirectly in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen, where Bin Salman declared that a rocket attack on Riyadh had to only be done by Yemeni rebels and was an act of war by Iran against Saudi Arabia. And given the turmoil and the present situations in the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia, there are all sorts of scenarios that you could look at in yes. terms of a potential war. And so the question has to be asked, is this exactly what Trudeau is bargaining for in his unwavering support of Israel?
Well, first of all, we need mm-hmm. to backtrack and remind everybody that there is no evidence that Iran had anything to do with this missile attack by the Houthis, by the Yemenites, against mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia. Saudi yeah. Arabia's attacked them. It is a war, and they have a right to fight back. But the missile used was designed and constructed entirely within Yemen. Mm-hmm. It was not provided by Iran. But the official story is it's an Iranian missile. And if you are a patriotic American, you will believe the bovine excrement and think that it smells wonderfully.
Yeah, yeah. And I have to look at what appears to be a rising of tensions, even worse than it's been in quite some time in the Middle East.
We're clearly heading toward major outbreak of war, North Korea, mm-hmm. Middle East, Europe. And I think the race is on to get the war going before the economy collapses. So mm-hmm. the government's got something to blame it on.
Yeah.
And as I'd said, I'm concerned about a possible false flag mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Parades, football games and so forth. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't happen, we've got both Christmas and New Year's coming up, and there's already all this talk about ISIS is going to have a bloody Christmas at the Vatican. Mm-hmm. So certainly for the war planners, they have to realize they don't have the popular support for a war. The American people, we're war weary. We've been at war for 16 years.
Yep.
That's the longest we've ever officially acknowledged being in a war, mm-hmm. And we're sick and tired of it. We're
yeah.
sick and tired of the wartime economy. We're sick and tired of our young people coming back from all of these wars in wheelchairs or cheap metal boxes draped with American flags made in China.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thinking probably within the bowels of power is they've got to come up with some kind of a false flag that will just horrify us and revive the war fever.
Yeah.
And that means something even more dramatic than crashing airplanes into skyscrapers.
Yeah. And this article ends with a very cautious wanting to awaken people to the possibilities, the unintended consequences, which could include World War III. Now, let's take a look at Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. He is under massive investigation for corruption, and he desperately needs a distraction. Prince Bin Salman has already demonstrated that he is reckless and ruthless. The bombing and blockading of food and medicine in Yemen, the blockade of Qatar, and the house arrest of another country's prime minister. Well, that's over by now.
Yeah, yeah. Hariri's back in Lebanon now.
Right, after a sidestep into Egypt.
And France.
Yes. And for Trump, he seems to believe that the U.S. is somehow invulnerable to any incoming attack, which is kind of a suicidal assumption, Mike.
Well, again, there is this groupthink about how America's mm-hmm. never lost a war, which is factually inaccurate. We certainly lost in Vietnam.
Yep.
We never actually won the Korean War. And mm-hmm. as I've said many times, contrary to the movies and TV shows you've seen about it, the United States did not exactly win World War One or World War Two all by our lonesome.
No, we certainly did not.
In fact, in World War II, we basically waited to see which side was going to win, and then we hopped on the winning side.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely correct. I would like to go to an earlier article that you touched on about health professionals getting fired
yes.
from not getting vaccines.
Yes.
This is a very interesting article, again, from Global Research. And it's about nonviolent civil disobedience in protest against mandatory flu shots. Oh, we have a shout-out, though.
Yeah, we're going to do a little shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Thank you for being here.
We appreciate you. Anyway, this article goes on to plot a strategy of how healthcare workers can avoid getting fired for refusing the seasonal flu vaccine, and its methods from religious exemption, mask wearing, and this lady goes on to state some observations she's made. And she describes this period for the medical industrial complex as creating desperate times for healthcare workers who know better than to take the vaccines.
Well, one of the problems they're dealing with is that more and more states are now passing laws to remove the religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
That the only way that you can be exempt from vaccines is if you can get a note from your doctor saying that you're exempt from the vaccine. But since doctors are making money off the vaccines themselves, mm-hmm. that is very, very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the only reason they're pumping these chemicals into our arms and ordering us to do so is it's making money.
Yep.
Vaccines are multi-billion dollar a year business and growing.
Yes. And this lady has developed a strategy of developing peaceful ways of not getting the mandatory flu shots when they know the downside of these injections simply demonstrates how coercive the medical industrial complex has become to push product in such a way, even when they know what the risks are. And there are a couple of things that I would suggest to our listeners and readers. First, start to learn a little bit more about nutrition and supplementation. When it comes to your health, knowledge is absolutely power. And if you are having chronic health problems, here's something to think about. Go for a nutritional consult at a Seventh-day Adventist medical facility, even if your doctor hasn't recommended it, and even if your insurance isn't going to pay for it. And the reason I suggest this is because Seventh-day Adventists are ovo-lacto-vegetarians. They have learned how to use food in such a way that it becomes a powerful weapon against nutrition. I say this very consistently to...
Powerful weapon against illness.
Yeah, weapon against illness,
okay,
of course.
You said nutrition there. The other factor there, getting back to nutrition, mm-hmm. is you really need to be aware of just how many chemicals are being added to food.
Yes.
Either as preservatives or flavor enhancers or just coloration. Remember the big stink about red dye number two?
Yeah.
They were using that everywhere, and that mm-hmm. turned out to be harmful. And a lot of the chemicals that are in food are not good for you. They're good for the profitability of the supermarket and the corporations, but they're not necessarily good for you. And again, when I was going through my weight loss program, it turned out actually to be very easy. I simply avoided the foods that had these weight-building chemicals in them, aspartame, monosodium glutamate, mm-hmm. and avoiding meat and poultry treated with hormones, and the weight just started coming off.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons why Americans are so sickly, so chronically ill compared to the rest of the world, is in fact that our diet is so contaminated with many of these chemicals. And again, simple things like keeping your body slightly alkaline, can deal with a lot of these illnesses. Processed American food is highly acidic, and acidic diets bring with it all kinds of other problems.
Yeah.
But again, it's all a rush just to make more money from the American people.
I agree. But one of the things I've noticed, though, even with our local big box stores, is they are starting to get the message. And there are many products now that are non-GMO, certified non-GMO. And if you go to your store manager and say, listen, I would really appreciate it if you would start bringing in more non-GMO food. I'll pay the difference. It's not going to be a problem. But I want the healthiest food for myself and my family.
And, of course, this only works if people are looking for those non-GMO labels.
Yes.
And they're buying the products so that these companies that are providing non-GMO food are able to economically survive.
Yeah.
Countering that, unfortunately, is the GM companies like Monsanto are still trying to lobby the U.S. federal government for a ban on all labeling, where not only will there be no labels saying contains GMO, they want to ban products from saying they're non-GMO because it's unfair competition. You know, you consumers are being incredibly unreasonable with your fear of GMO just because of that rat study in France and everything. And what's a few tumors here and there? It gives you character. And again, we're living in a society where corporate power and government power has aligned together against the general population.
Colluding. Yep.
That's the definition of fascism. And the end result is we have companies that are allowed to sell toxic, dangerous products, as long as they're making money and donating to the appropriate congressional and presidential campaigns, they're going to get away with it. So the only one who's going to protect you in that supermarket is you. You can't count on the FDA, can't count on the USDA. You have to educate yourself on healthy eating and go to your local farmers markets for your produce because it's less likely. They're actually spraying produce with glyphosate because it's a preservative. It acts like a preservative, but it's still glyphosate, and it's considered a probable human carcinogen.
And there's another issue with that that the ladies and the gentlemen who love them need to be aware of. When ladies are going to the store to buy personal hygiene protection products, that cotton is also saturated with glyphosate. So what you've got going on is a toxic cocktail. And it's no wonder that there are so many instances of tumors and cancers that women tend to get, and they're getting them more and more than they used to.
Okay. Sorry, I had to trade messages with our control room here.
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
Where are we going now?
We are going to Translated Doc Debunks Narrative of Al-Qaeda Iran Alliance. And for many years, a lot of U.S. institutions have been pushing the line that Iran was secretly cooperating with Al-Qaeda both before and after the 9/11 terror attacks. But the evidence for those claims remained either secret or very questionable. However, in early November this month, the mainstream media claimed to have its smoking gun. A CIA document written by an unidentified Al-Qaeda official and released in conjunction with 47,000 never-before-seen documents allegedly seized from Osama bin Laden's house in Abbottabad.
Except that wasn't bin Laden who was there.
No, of course not.
The real bin Laden died in late 2001 of natural causes, and every bin Laden we've been shown since then was a fake.
Right. And what I have to wonder about, this piece of codswallop, that's the polite, very British way to say that, dutifully regurgitated by the corporate prostitutes and configured to make it look like it was something it wasn't, is completely typical, Mike, of the collusion between the American deep state and its prostitutes.
I mean, we've seen it before. We saw that with the document that claimed Iraq was importing uranium from Niger, which was ridiculous on the face of it. Iraq has plenty of native uranium in its own territory.
Right.
But, yeah, that's how the government gets us into wars with these lies, and now the target is Iran, so they're going to be coming up with all these, oh, we found these documents in Abbottabad where Iran is supporting al-Qaeda. Remember when they were claiming that Iraq was supporting al-Qaeda?
Right.
And Iraq and al-Qaeda were actually ideological enemies.
Yeah.
Then they told us that Iraq was connected to 9/11, and then we actually had George W. Bush on TV, recorded. It's still out there on YouTube saying, well, no, in point of fact, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. You know, they're just that sort of people.
Yeah. And so what was happening here, just in a forensic perspective, was the attempt to create a narrative to further an agenda, i.e. that Iran colluded with al-Qaeda, therefore is bad and must be invaded and regime changed.
Well, we now know that the U.S. government was colluding with al-Qaeda, at least in Syria.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's time to invade and regime change Washington, D.C.
Maybe that's not a bad
idea.
Sauce
for the goose, you know.
And, you know, but very fortunately, this whole thing has...
That was a joke, though.
Yes. Very fortunately, this whole thing has exploded metaphorically for peaceful people in there, and the government's collective faces like a bad trick cigar. But what we have to be very careful about is not to expect for a millisecond that the government and corporate media will stop attempting to lie this country into another war, this time against Iran, which may well mean a war against Russia, whose politicians and military leadership have sworn to defend it should it be attacked militarily.
Okay.
And now let's take a look at what is going on in the Middle East. Apparently, the U.S. Mideast deployments are up 33% in the last 4 months.
That's a major escalation. A lot of it's going into Afghanistan, no question.
Yeah. And we know that the Pentagon isn't always honest about troop levels overseas, but their quarterly reports have shown a precipitous rise in ground troop deployments across the Middle East since June. Now, most interesting is that these deployments came entirely after the announced escalations in Iraq and Syria had already taken place. And it's about a 33% increase across the 14 nations included in the report, and rose in every single one of those countries. This spans a region covering all nations from Turkey to Egypt down to Yemen and over to Iraq and Kuwait. And the largest are some of the most surprising, with the U.S. presence in Qatar more than doubling over the past report, from 3,164 to 6,671, and nearly trebling in the United Arab Emirates, from 1,531 to 4,240.
That's got to be making the United Arab Emirates a little bit nervous.
Yeah, you know. And troops continue to be added to nations where seemingly nothing really has happened, like Oman and Lebanon.
Well, Lebanon. Yeah. Things are happening in Lebanon, very obviously.
Right.
And like I said, I would not be surprised if Israel went into Lebanon over this weekend while we're all distracted with turkeys and parades and football games.
And I have to observe, and I think you would agree with me, Mike, that escalations like this don't happen for utterly no reason. Logistics like this take time and planning. And I would suggest that this bump in troop strength in the Middle East may well be a pre-positioning of resources in advance of an attack against Iran, possibly tag-teaming with both Israel and Saudi Arabia.
I agree. I mean, the U.S. government has made no secret of the fact they want to get into Iran and smash it on up. Israel wants another regional rival destroyed. The private central bankers want Iran underneath the slavery of a private central bank. And the U.S. government wants Iran's oil to be sold only for the U.S. dollar. So, again, as I've said many times before, wars don't start for just one reason. There are always overlapping multiple agendas. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
Something that I found almost painfully ironic. Apparently, George Soros is decrying Hungary's Prime Minister Orban for what he is characterizing as anti-Semitic attacks reminiscent of the 30s. Okay.
I mean, Orban hasn't said anything about George Soros' ethnicity or background.
Yeah.
He's basically asking that, you know, is Soros unduly influencing the internal affairs of other nations? Which the answer is yes.
Yeah.
And but, you know, Soros is going to play, you know, the anti-Semite card. But at this point, everybody is... They burned it out. They've used it too much. It's like blaming Russia for everything now. Everyone's saying, oh, come on. You've used that 20, 30 times this week alone.
Yeah. And the article goes on to say that Orban has often vilified Soros, whose ideals are squarely at odds with Orban's view that European culture is under an existential threat from immigration and multiculturalism.
Well, it certainly is.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that story about where these Christian churches and crosses are being desecrated.
Yep.
The Christmas markets in many cities are being vandalized and attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere that you're seeing these migrants show up, the first thing they say is, well, we want to turn this into the country that we just left. And so, yeah, the European culture, the Hungarian culture, is under attack from the migrant situation.
And the thing that is painfully ironic about this is that Soros, a former and self-confessed Nazi collaborator, would be making these charges against Orban.
Yeah, that's something else. Yeah. There's actually a video interview. Now, Soros has tried to get it off the net, but you know the internet. Once it's on the internet, there's no taking it back. And it's there. Where he admits that he collaborated with the Nazis, helping to turn fellow Jews into the Nazis in exchange for a share of their material wealth.
Yep.
And that's where his original wealth came from.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for this guy to be out there screaming anti-Semite, it is hypocritical. But, you know, he's going to use whatever weapons he's got because he's dealing with this incredible pushback all over Europe, not just Hungary, where the Europeans are just fed up with this cultural attack coming in from the open borders. And they want Germany to stay Germany. They want Hungary to stay Hungary. They want France to stay France. Sweden at this point seems to be a lost cause.
Oh, yeah.
They're no longer Sweden, and it's going to be a long time before they ever are again.
And the key here to me, and I mean, you and I both came from immigrant families one way or the other, it's the desire to assimilate. And as you said, not change the new environment into what you had before you migrated. And the issues are language, tolerance of other faiths, culture, borders, and education.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt said it best.
Yeah.
You know, he said, if you want to come to the United States of America, you are welcome. But understand, this is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
We have our laws, which must be obeyed. We have one language. It's called English. And whatever you want to do in your own home to celebrate your own heritage is just fine. But you don't walk down the streets clubbing people because they refuse to dress and act and believe as you do.
Right.
And yet, that's exactly what we're seeing with all these migrants. And the difference is really striking because during the heyday of mass immigration to the U.S., the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, those immigrants coming to the U.S. did assimilate more or less to our way of lives. Now, they did set up their communities, Little Italy, the Irish Quarter, Chinatowns, and so forth, but they still worked on assimilating into the American culture.
Yep.
Not so with these migrants coming in over the open borders. They just want Sharia law, and they want you will live the way I think you ought to live.
Yep.
Well, that's a very ungrateful attitude, considering that you are basically standing in my home country right now.
Yeah,
but that's the attitude.
And I wish I could ask Mr. Soros one question: how many immigrants live on his properties throughout the world? Were I a betting woman, my bet would be that the operative answer would be absolutely none.
Oh yeah, mass immigration and open borders. That's that's for the plebs. You know, for the great unwashed, you know, us rich elites, we've got to have our palaces and we've got to have security and we've got to have, we're going to put the immigrants over in somebody else's home.
It's the same thing with the Vatican.
Yes.
You know, with Pope Francis advocating for more open borders. How many immigrants live in the Vatican right now?
Not very many. And have you seen the walls they've got around that place?
Yeah.
Yeah. So much for open borders. Do you know how hard it is to get a Vatican passport?
Probably very, very difficult.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to move over to the drone war under Trump. And apparently we seem to be, or the U.S. government and military, are killing more people and hiding more facts. And President Trump seems determined to undo just about everything Barack Obama has done. There's one area, however, where he is definitely following the lead of his predecessor, and that area is drone warfare.
We're going to take a pause there. We'll pick up at this point after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and grab your paper and pencil here, because once again, I'm going to give you the address. If you want to support Republic Broadcasting, if you want to keep us on the air, if you want to help us deal with all this failing equipment that we're having to deal with, the address to send a donation is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to call in by phone with a credit card donation or something like that, the number is 800-724-2719. Extension 03. And now, Claire, you were talking here about how Donald Trump seems to be accelerating the drone war. Of course, we don't really know. We're not being told what this government is doing in our name in all these countries.
And apparently, the Trump administration is not only expanding the use of drones, it's also obscuring the facts about how many drones are being used, how many people are being killed by them, and where. And think back when the U.S. pursued the Taliban in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Troops weren't allowed to engage, but there was no prohibition on drones. The same thing is happening now in Niger, in Africa, even before the recent attacks on the U.S. troops stationed there.
Well, the attacks on the U.S. troops may have been in response to the drone strikes. It's not like they're operating completely independently. Everybody out there knows about the drones and who is sending them in there.
Yeah, But the thing that bothers me tremendously is that at their core, extrajudicial assassinations, which is what these drone strikes are illegal, period, end of discussion, no matter how much weasel wording the well-paid attorneys try to bend language to justify it. It's extra-constitutional.
Well, when you fly a military weapon, and that's what these drones are, when you fly a military weapon into somebody else's country without their permission, and you kill people, that's an act of war.
Yeah.
And they're going to see it as an act of war.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider how many civilians are being killed.
Oh, it's
far more innocent civilians are being killed than actual targets. And in many cases, it's not really known that the designated target actually has done anything. It's done a lot by profiling. And I remember this horrible, tragic example where the profile was that it was simply assumed for the purpose of designating targets that taller people would naturally be recruited by the jihadis. And so this drone crew saw this crowd of people crossing the street, and there was one very tall individual in the middle, and they said, ah, that's got to be a jihadist, and they launched a drone strike. And it turned out it was a school teacher with his children, his students, his pupils, and they just shredded them.
Yeah, that's it is immoral, it is wrong. And one thing I notice also, Mike, is that it's also a magnificent recruitment tool in terms of getting the people left standing radicalized.
It absolutely is. You know, it's counterproductive.
Yeah.
Unless the goal really was to create this adversarial condition in the Middle East to justify a full-on war.
Yeah. I just see it as a tool of creating perpetual war. And this is an article that appeared in Blacklisted News from yesterday. And it talks about what Vladimir Putin and Bashar Assad discussed in Sochi. And President Assad came to Moscow in 2015, a drowning man to whom the Russians had just thrown a lifeline. The situation is totally transformed today, because not only has eastern Aleppo been liberated and the whole of Aleppo secured, but the authority of the Syrian government has been restored, along with the whole of Syria's western coast, with the only province of Idlib and a few small pockets of territory still under jihadi control.
But all the ISIS and al-Qaeda strongholds have been taken back, and the only ISIS that are out there are these small roving bands.
Right, right. And in the meanwhile, the Syrian army has been expanded, retrained, and re-equipped into a far better force than it ever was before. And there is an image which appeared in international press yesterday, and it was Bashar al-Assad hugging President Putin. And it almost looked as though al-Assad had this feeling for Putin, maybe as a father figure or as an elder statesman who helped get the situation stabilized in Syria. And there's got to be a lot of gratitude here on al-Assad's part.
Oh, of course. And that means that having lost the war in Syria, the U.S. government has lost Syria itself and control of its oil,
right?
Which was the whole point. Mm-hmm. Make sure that Syria sold their oil only for the U.S. dollar, and now it's going to be sold for the petro-ruble.
Yeah. And after the talk that Putin and Trump had yesterday, I would like to hope that Trump will commit to letting Syria stabilize. And that must translate into U.S. troop withdrawal from the country and ASAP. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think Putin told Trump, basically, it's time for you to leave. You have no legal right to be there.
Yep.
Your continued presence is an aggression, and that Russia will continue to support the Syrian people. Now, there's another article that came on out where Putin has apparently notified Russia's industrial sector that they have to be prepared to convert to war production on a moment's notice.
Ooh.
And so Putin may have gotten a signal from Trump that Trump is ready to escalate this. And there was that other story we talked about earlier where they're talking about a direct attack on Damascus by the United States now.
Oh, man. That's really awful.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, one can keep one's fingers crossed that maybe there will be another way out.
No, because there are too many people who want these wars to move forward. Again, from the point of view of the U.S. government, this is their only path forward. We've allowed our manufacturing to decline. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture.
Right.
The only thing that is holding the economy together is forcing the rest of the world to use the U.S. dollar for all cross-border trade and banking for a small fee.
Yes.
And that's basically it. And if the world drops the U.S. dollar, there's nothing left to hold up the U.S. economy. It will go into hyperinflation, and then it will implode.
Yeah. I'd like to look at some domestic issues pertaining to schools and education. And there's been another school hiding a Planned Parenthood program for 14-year-old kids without their parents' permission. And this happened in a school district in upstate New York. And they got caught promoting the abortion services of America's largest abortion provider without telling the taxpayers who send their kids to that school. Apparently, it was at Schenectady High School, and it forced all freshmen to participate in a teen pregnancy prevention assembly featuring educators from Planned Parenthood, which parent Vivian Parsons learned from a 14-year-old daughter later. And the school district claims it hid the in-school sales pitch by the abortion giant because the content or material within the presentation is not considered inappropriate for freshmen. It was called First Love Yourself and Explain Teenage Pregnancy Related to Other Issues.
Now, you see, when you talk about preventing teenage pregnancy, which is a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think about things like, you're not going to convince young people about abstinence. That's already been tried. Fell flat on its face.
Yeah.
I'd be talking about birth control, about condoms especially, which are the least, which have the least harmful side effects of the other options out there. But in this case, Planned Parenthood's coming on in there with the assumption that these 14-year-olds, they're going to get pregnant and knocked up. And if you do, you come to us and we'll take care of it. And then we'll sell the leftover parts.
Yeah. And this was particularly unnerving to this single working mom, Parsons. She was a former teen mother whose sexual partner pressured her to abort the daughter who was forced to hear a sales pitch for abortion 14 years later. And she challenged the school board at a meeting last week. And it appears that both Planned Parenthood and public schools have a massive transparency issues for both students and parents. And Mike, I think parents should absolutely be given the right of having their kids opt out of such assemblies. And parents, I have found, usually are the best judges of what is right or not for their kids. What do you think?
Well, parents may not be the best judge of what is right or wrong for their kids, but they are the parents.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing here is this idea of the government presuming to basically own the children. And this idea of not letting the parents know what's going on in the schools is a continuation of that policy. Mm-hmm. And it's not just with this idea about Planned Parenthood. Common Core had the same thing.
Yep.
Remember, we had our neighbor who was with Common Core. And the Common Core material said specifically, you will not allow the parents to look at any of this stuff we're teaching the kids. So the schools are basically acting, the government is basically acting like parents don't have parental rights anymore. That the government is basically going to be raising the kids and is basically in charge of the kids in terms of how they behave, what medications they're going to get. This is actually the policies that were set forth by Hillary Clinton in her book, It Takes a Village. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing it's becoming policy.
That's more than a little scary.
It is very scary.
Yeah.
And it's probably one of the reasons why homeschooling is taking off in those areas where it's still legal.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got a phone call waiting on the line. Keith Rogers in Montana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Keith.
I got two things. One for Claire, one for you, Mike. Mike, I sent you an image of John McCain. You should look at it.
Okay.
Dealing with ankle bracelets. And Claire, did you notice, you'd mentioned the fact that Assad was hugging Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
If you watch the video, Mr. Putin initiated the hug.
Okay. But I think it was a very...
Yes, it was.
I think it was a very genuine emotional moment, and Al-Assad has to know that without Russian intervention, the U.S. could have just gone in there and completely disrupted the country.
Yeah, and the sad thing, though,
well,
is that the party's not over.
No, no, I know.
The party's not over because, you know, Lebanon and all this other crap. I mean, it's you'd think that these failed strategies would quit, because more and more the U.S. is looking like the adversary in the entire world. And, I mean, even the Americans are catching on that the news can't hide it no more.
No, no, you're absolutely right on that. But I do, you know, I'm an optimist, even in circumstances.
You married me.
Yes, I did, dear. Almost 23 years ago. And
I just thought I'd let you know that, though, because Putin initiated that. You can see his shoulder move towards Assad, and that's, you know,
okay.
Men connect that way, you know.
Yeah,
but,
and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, anyway, the other thing, though, Mike, for you, Mike, though, is suddenly all these big politicians seem to be wearing boots for, like, injured legs. I think they're hiding ankle bracelets.
Well, they may. I know that McCain did have some kind of a tendon injury. So did Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. Look at the photo, though. The boot is on the wrong leg. There's two sides to the side.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
All right. My best to you guys over there in Hawaii, okay?
Thank you, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And, good luck with your
right,
show here
good.
On RPN.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you later. Bye.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. And next, there are some German judges who are slamming EU plans to create a global court to enforce corporate sovereignty. And a few weeks back, there was... Yes,
wait a minute.
What?
Okay, so now nations aren't supposed to be sovereign anymore. Corporations are people with... constitutional rights,
yeah.
While our constitutional rights are being taken away.
Yeah.
That's really sick.
Yeah. And even the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, seemed to think it's time for corporate sovereignty, also called Investor-State Dispute Settlement, or the acronym ISDS for short.
What they're talking about is the corporatocracy, where corporations are running the world, and nation states are kept around for traditional, ceremonial, vestigial reasons.
Yeah. And for some reason, the European Commission kind of disagrees. Now, this comes to us from TechDirt. Again, a very sober blog, a lot of good information. And apparently, this organization received a bloody nose in a public consultation about corporate sovereignty. The commission announced great fanfare that it was replacing the ISDS with something called the Investment Court System, a shorter acronym, ICS for short. In fact, this amounted to little more than putting lipstick on the ISDS pig, since ICS suffered from the same fundamental flaw. It gave companies unique rights to sue countries in a supranational court.
And this was something that was also built in to the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And it is. This is the rise of corporations as the rulers of the world.
Yeah, corporatocracy.
And I don't want to be ruled by a corporation, because corporations have the same problem as a theocracy,
mm-hmm.
in that theocracies serve whatever god they worship at the expense of the people. They're oblivious to the needs of the general population.
Yeah.
Corporations serve their stockholders and the bottom line at the expense of the general population. As deeply flawed as they are, nation states have to be responsive to the needs of the civil population to some extent, especially in those that embrace some form of democracy, which used to be the United States of America.
I remember. And in looking at this, corporations need less power, not more, and particularly more responsibility for product liability.
Yes.
In the realm of computer telecom product issues.
And vaccines.
Yes, absolutely. So I think what the German court did was a very positive step. It will be interesting to see how this plays out.
It definitely will. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, last segment of our program on this Wednesday, this day before Thanksgiving, and we'll be sending you off. Happy Thanksgiving, happy turkey.
Yes.
So we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our Pauhana Wednesday program here, the
yes.
day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one more story you want to share with us.
I read this and my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it. Apparently, in Georgia, A sheriff's office is to pay $3 million for invasive searches of 850 high school kids for drugs. Now, these were highly invasive, without a warrant, the kids were subjected to invasive pat-downs. You get the drift, okay?
They included very private areas of the body.
Yes. And apparently the sheriff thought there might be drugs in the school, but despite the search of these hundreds of kids and the use of drug dogs, no drugs were found. And a class action lawsuit alleging multiple rights violations brought by some of the students was filed in June. In October, the sheriff and two of his deputies were indicted for sexual battery and false imprisonment. And in a surprisingly quick turnaround, there's already talk of a settlement, and it was reported by the Washington Post. Apparently, on Tuesday of this last week, a legal advocacy group, the Southern Center for Human Rights, said a proposed $3 million settlement had been reached in the lawsuit, pending a judge's approval. Now, I have to tell you, Mike, that were I a parent of a kid who had suffered one of these invasive procedures with no warrant, I would have pulled my kid out of that school so fast it would have made the principal's head spin. And where was the principal when all of that was going on?
Well, apparently the principal went along with it because, you know, he has jurisdiction over the school campus.
Yeah.
But again, the sheriff thought there might be drugs. He didn't actually have any evidence of it. I mean, this violated so many parts of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. The police themselves are not going to pay that $3 million. The taxpayers are going to get soaked for it.
Yeah.
If you want to give teeth to these kind of lawsuits, you have to make the police officers who violate the law and violate the Constitution personally liable for the resulting damages.
I agree.
And then you're going to get these police officers are going to snap too.
Yeah.
Because remember, the Supreme Court has ruled that the police only have lawful authority when they themselves are in full compliance with the law.
Yeah,
if they step outside the law, they're just ordinary people in costumes here.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we're coming up to the end of the show here. We want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And I want to share a little warning with you. And I know it's going to sound really silly, but this actually results in a lot of home fires every Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know where
you're
going.
Some people like to deep fry their turkey. And if you know what you're doing, it can actually produce a very, very tasty meal. But don't do it if the turkey is frozen.
Yeah.
People actually do this. The turkey will explode, throw hot oil all over the place, and burn the house down.
Yeah.
And I have to mention it because it does actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful. Be very careful with the traffic and above all, safety. Have a very pleasant and safe Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday. So have a pleasant Thanksgiving and aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.